This is the last of a four-part series by the Boston Globe's Spotlight team, investigating debt collection in the United States. Today, the team looks at the failure of regulators, policymakers, and legislators to take action. This story was reported by Spotlight team members Michael Resendiz, Beth Healy, Francie Latour, Heather Allen, and editor Walter V. Robinson. It was written by Robinson and Healy.
For their annual industry gatherings, those who sell, buy, and collect on bad debt are drawn to Las Vegas, a glittering mecca for fortune seekers with its sparkling pools, lush golf courses, and round-the-clock entertainment. It's always an upbeat crowd because the odds are always in their favor. The debt business, as Donald Friedman, the chief operating officer of a debt-buying company called Liberty Point Corporation, told hundreds of his assembled colleagues at the March 2005 gathering, quote, is one of the sexiest, one of the most financially lucrative businesses you can get into, close quote. Boastful? Yes. Overstated? Hardly. That year, 2005, businesses that specialize in debt for collection purchased $66 billion worth of delinquent bank credit card accounts alone. And for that, they paid just pennies on the dollar for the right to press consumers to pay the entire amount. That $66 billion represents vulnerability for an estimated 8 million credit card holders, all of them earmarked for repeated phone calls, dunning letters, lawsuits, wage garnishment, property seizure, and sometimes even arrest. They generally owe the money, but seldom anticipate the consequences. A Spotlight team investigation, which concludes in today's Globe, which can be read at boston.com, found a system where debt collectors have a lopsided advantage, where debtors frequently face high-handed treatment, and where excessive fees can swiftly turn a small delinquency into a life-upending financial crisis. Yet in spite of all this, there is an eerie silence among regulators, policymakers, and legislators. Those who could intervene to right the balance between collectors and consumers are either unaware of the debt collection free-for-all and the tens of millions of customers caught in its vise, or they are simply unwilling to act. Let's take Massachusetts as an example. Each year, about 800 people file complaints about debt collectors with the Office of Attorney General Tom Riley. And his office website says this: he is on the front line working for consumers. Yet since he became Attorney General in 1999, he has initiated legal action against just one collection agency, a Danvers company that paid a $100,000 fine 2 years ago. When Riley's office announced that fine with Schreiber and Associates, it called the fine just the start. Quote, this investigation is part of a larger initiative aimed at protecting consumers from unfair debt collecting practices, close quote. But since then, no other legal actions have been taken by the Attorney General. The case is the same with the State Banking Division in Massachusetts and nationally the Federal Trade Commission. Neither one of these agencies does much in the way of enforcement action against debt collection. You can read all about this in today's Globe at boston.com.